spirit. So that's why through the school of mystery and all we have been learning, we are actually so much renewing our mind and learning how we can appear. Yesterday again we had a wonderful class where we learned about the four faces, the four beasts.
Die vier Tiere,
that led us to the cross.
Die uns zu dem Kreuz
geführt, you know, the face of man.
Das Gesicht des Menschen.
We learned about lion.
Über die Löwen.
And then what was the game?
Cow.
Über das Kalb.
And then eagle.
Und dann den Adler.
So we understood the word that became flesh.
Und wir haben verstanden, was es bedeutet, dass das Fleisch. We understood. Dass das Wort Fleisch wurde.
We understood the lion that roar in the desert.
Und den brüllenden Löwen in der Wüste.
And then the sacrifice.
Und dann
the sacrifice.
Und dann das Opfer.
With the cow and the nail, which is the word of the wise.
Und die Nägel, die Worte der Weisen sind.
And then the eagle, which is our ascension, the eagle that led to ascension and all this.
Und dann der Adler, der eben aufsteigt.
Those who recorded it, it's always good to continue to go hearing all the things again and again.
Für die, die es aufgenommen haben, ist es eine gute Sache, das immer wieder durchzuhören.
Because those are stuff that was taught in the ancient school of in the ancient secret school.
Denn das ist das Material, das früher in den alterwürdigen Schulen gelehrt wurde.
Nowadays you don't really hear about those stuff.
Heutzutage hört man sowas gar nicht.
Except by the elite.
Höchstens vielleicht die Leute aus der Elite.
And we are just privileged by the Father's grace.
Und wir sind privilegiert durch die Gnade.
Of course we are not better than anybody.
Wir sind in keiner Weise besser als jemand.
No, we are not.
Wir sind nicht besser
als jemand. Yeah, we are not better than anybody. But, you know, everybody has to discover for his own.
Aber jeder muss natürlich selbst entdecken für sich.
You have to discover your divinity.
Und du musst deine Göttlichkeit
and find it in you. Amen? Amen. So, Paul said a great responsibility is given to us.
Paulus sagt, eine große Verantwortung ist uns gegeben.
To preach the gospel.
Das Evangelium zu predigen.
Now, for many people, when we talk about the gospel,
für viele Leute bedeutet das, wenn wir über das Evangelium sprechen,
what they understand about the gospel,
nämlich genau das, was sie über das Evangelium denken,
they only focus on one man that everybody have to follow.
Die denken dann an einen einzigen Menschen, der von allen anderen dann gefolgt wird.
But they don't understand,
aber sie verstehen nicht,
that one man,
dass dieser eine Mensch
was a prototype.
War ein Prototyp.
In other word,
in anderen Worten,
he was an example,
er war ein Beispiel
of themselves,
von ihnen selbst.
Just like we said yesterday,
genauso haben wir das auch
when Yeshua said,
als Yeshua gesagt,
carry your cross and follow me,
dein Kreuz und folge mir nach.
It doesn't mean
meinte er nicht,
that you should carry your sufferings and thing and follow him.
Du sollst dein Leid auf dich nehmen und ihm nachfolgen.
We demonstrate through the book of Apocalypse.
Wir haben dann in Offenbarung demonstrieren können.
Through the book of Revelation.
Offenbarung.
We demonstrate that to the cross.
Dass das Kreuz.
To carry the cross.
Das Kreuz auf sich zu nehmen.
Speak of seeing your inward divinity.
Bedeutet deine eigene Göttlichkeit zu sehen.
So when Yeshua said, carry your cross,
also wenn Yeshua sagt, nimm dein Kreuz auf dich,
it means see your own divinity.
Bedeutet das, sieh deine eigene Göttlichkeit.
When he said, follow me,
wenn er sagt, folge mir nach,
it means do like me.
Dann bedeutet es, mach mir jetzt nach.
In other words,
in anderen Worten,
I saw my own divinity.
Ich habe meine Göttlichkeit gesehen.
And you too, you have to do like me by seeing your own divinity.
Und du sollst es mir nachtun, indem du deine Göttlichkeit auch siehst.
That is carrying the cross and following me.
Das ist das Kreuz auf sich zu nehmen und zu folgen.
Amen. But if we see Christianity in line the way it is today,
aber wenn wir uns das Christentum heutzutage anschauen,
nobody has followed Jesus.
Niemand ist Christus gefolgt.
Because nobody has seen his own divinity.
Denn keiner hat seine Göttlichkeit entdeckt.
Amen. That's fact.
Das ist Tatsache.
Because if we follow Jesus,
wenn wir Jesus folgen,
we should supposed to bear the same result as Jesus bear.
Dann müssten wir ja das gleiche Ergebnis wie Jesus damals zeigen können.
It's simple. It's fact.
Einfach.
The disciple who was taught the mystery by Jesus,
die Jünger, denen das gesagt wurde, diese Mysterien beigebracht wurden von Jesus,
they had the same result.
Die hatten dieselben Ergebnisse.
So if we have a different result,
also wenn wir ein anderes Ergebnis
haben, mean we have not used the different system.
Bedeutet es, dass wir das nicht das gleiche System benutzen?
We have not followed the way.
Wir sind ihm nicht gefolgt.
It's simple. Amen. So today I'm going to look, to deal with the knowledge, the basic knowledge of your appearing.
Also wir werden heute mit dieser mit der Basiskenntnis deiner Erscheinung
in arbeiten. Matthew chapter 2 verse 23.
Und in Matthäus 2, 23.
Matthew chapter 3 verse
3
Matthew 2:13. Matthew 2:13. If you are there, you can read. And when they were departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him."
Nachdem die Sterndeuter abgereist waren, erschien auch Josef im Traum ein Engel, der zu ihm sagte: "Steh auf, nimm das Kind und seine Mutter und flieh nach Ägypten. Und bleib dort, bis ich dir Bescheid gebe, denn Herodes will das Kind suchen und umbringen lassen."
Now go with me in Hosea chapter 11 verse 1. Everybody have a Bible, because I want you to read, see for yourself. Because if we start to go down, you don't get it, then questions begin to rise. Hosea chapter 11, verse 1.
Hosea 11, verse 1. Lass uns das alles zusammenlesen, wenn ihr die Bibel habt.
He said, "When Israel was a child, then I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt."
Als Israel jung war, gewann ich es lieb. Aus Ägypten rief ich meinen Sohn.
Okay. So in Matthew chapter 2:13. Joseph was told to take the child down to Egypt.
Wurde Joseph gesagt, er soll das Kind nach Ägypten bringen?
In order to fulfill the prophecy of Hosea 11, chapter 1.
Um diese Prophezeiung in Hosea zu erfüllen.
That said, "I will bring my son out of Egypt."
Wo steht, ich bringe meinen Sohn raus aus Ägypten.
Okay? So, the one who went down to Egypt,
also der nach Ägypten runterkam,
as a child,
als Kind,
is the same one who will come out of Egypt,
ist genau derselbe, der aus Ägypten rauskommen wird,
as a son.
Als ein Sohn.
In Exodus chapter 12, verse 30, 31, go there. Today we're going to read a little bit of scripture.
Exodus
12, 31.
2. Mose 12, 31.
31, yeah. "And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, 'Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel. Go and serve the Lord as ye have said.'"
Noch in der Nacht ließ der Pharao Mose und Aaron zu sich rufen und sagte zu ihnen: "Verlasst sofort mein Volk, ihr und die Israeliten. Geht und dient Jahwe, wie ihr es wolltet."
Now here, a people are coming out.
Also hier sieht man, ein Volk kommt heraus.
And these people,
und diese Leute,
they are coming out among some people.
wiederum aus einem anderen Volk.
Follow the principle.
Kommt nach diesem Prinzip mit.
There are people.
Es geht um Leute.
Who are among the people.
Die mittendrin unter anderen Leuten sind.
And among those people.
Und unter diesen Leuten.
They are coming out.
Kommen sie hervor.
Which means they leave other people behind.
Das heißt, sie lassen andere hinter sich.
Why?
Warum?
They are matured.
Sie sind gereift.
They are sons.
Sie sind Söhne.
They are what Paul called the first fruits.
Das ist das, was Paulus genannt hat, die ersten Früchte.
The first fruit, the first company of sons.
Die erste Gruppe von Söhnen.
They are leaving Egypt.
Die verlassen Ägypten.
They are leaving the womb.
Den Bauch, den Leib.
They are leaving the mystery.
Das Mysterium.
Are we saying that? It's scriptural because when we talk about this thing, many a time when we don't use scripture is because we, you know, in mature teaching we want to deal with secrets.
Manchmal, wenn wir die Schrift nicht mehr benutzen, ist es deswegen, weil wir schon mit den reifen Dingen weiterlaufen.
But now, okay, on Sunday we try to use scripture so that you might see for yourself.
So am Sonntag benutzen wir die Schrift eben, damit jeder es lesen kann.
Here, God say,
Gott sagt,
the child must go first to Egypt.
Das Kind muss nach Ägypten.
If he had to become a son.
Um ein Sohn zu werden.
If he doesn't go to Egypt,
wenn er nicht nach Ägypten,
he cannot come out as a son.
Kann er eben als Sohn nicht hervorkommen.
Now, Egypt, Mizraim, we learn it is what? Secret.
Haben wir gelernt, bedeutet Geheimnis.
Mystery.
Mysterium.
Or revelation.
Oder auch Offenbarung.
And those revelation
und diese Offenbarung
cause you to grow,
bringt dich dazu zu wachsen,
and to go beyond the limits.
Und deine Grenzen zu überschreiten.
That's why you see, as they came as child, they had to go out as son. And they had to go out of Egypt. They had to worship beyond Egypt. That means they had to go beyond the limits. Because the place of worship is not in Egypt. Egypt is a place of learning. But the place of worship is beyond Egypt. In other words, you come in the mystery to receive divine instruction, to understand who you really are. But when it's come about worship, you go beyond it. You go beyond the limit. Amen? So that's what God said, I call my son out of Egypt. Because when the son come out, he had to shine.
Strahlt er.
Yeshua said,
Jesus sagte,
let your light shine.
Dein Licht soll leuchten.
But how can my light shine?
Wie kann mein Licht
if I've not been in Egypt?
Wenn ich nicht in Ägypten war.
How can my light shine?
Wie kann mein Licht leuchten?
If only a simple word like occult, you are afraid of it.
Wenn du bei einem einfachen Wort wie okkult schon Angst hast.
A simple word like yoga, you are afraid.
Oder yoga,
this is the church of today.
Das ist die heutige Kirche.
When they say yoga,
wenn man yoga erwähnt,
when they say occult,
wenn man sagt occult,
Illuminati,
Illuminati, dann zittern alle.
They are scared.
Die haben Angst.
But how can they go beyond this?
Aber wie können sie dann das überqueren?
How can they be sons?
Wie können sie Söhne werden?
It's because to know what is occult.
Denn wenn man weiß, was okkult ist,
what is Illuminati?
Was Illuminati bedeutet?
What is secret?
Geheimnis?
You have to go to Egypt.
Musst du eben nach Ägypten gehen?
Because it's where we speak the language of the mature.
Denn dort wird die Sprache der Reifen gesprochen.
It's where all the symbols are opened.
Wo die Symbole geöffnet werden.
Where the keys are given to you.
Die Schlüssel, die überreicht werden.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said he called his son out of Egypt.
Also
and in this verse in Exodus,
und in diesem Vers in
he said,
Mose,
get you forth among.
Geht hinaus aus.
The word among,
das Wort aus,
is metok.
Is metok?
Metok have numerical value 52.
Hat die Zahl Deutung 52?
And 52,
und 52
also mean ben.
Bedeutet auch Ben.
Ben means son.
Sohn.
Amen?
Amen.
Are we getting it?
Yes.
So we understand,
also wir verstehen,
to come out among,
also wir verstehen, dass, wenn es heißt, komm heraus aus,
mean the Son,
bedeutet der Sohn,
the Christ,
der Christus,
is going out of Mizraim, of Egypt.
Aus Mizraim, aus Ägypten raus.
The sons are coming out.
Die Söhne kommen raus.
That's why they call him Emmanuel.
Deswegen nennt man ihn Emmanuel.
God with or among us.
Gott mit uns. Oder Gott unter uns.
So when you become son,
wenn du ein Sohn wirst,
you are Ben.
Bist du Sohn? Ben.
Or Ben-Hei.
Oder Ben-Hei.
Which is related to Emmanuel. So you are like God,
du bist Gott,
among the people.
Unter den Menschen.
Because you now become the solution giver.
Denn du bist jetzt der Lösungsgeber.
You become the light bringer.
Ein Lichtbringer.
That's why you have the word Lucifer.
Deswegen gibt es auch das Wort Lucifer.
And the word Lucifer,
das Wort Lucifer
is not devil.
Heißt eben nicht
it means the shining one.
Sondern es bedeutet ein Leuchtender.
The morning star.
Der Morgenstern.
So you now become,
also bist du,
the Lucifer. Come on.
Dangerous.
Amen. You become the Lucifer, which means the shining one.
Der Leuchtende.
If you read in the book of Revelation,
das Buch auf
they call Jesus,
nannte man Jesus
the morning and shining star.
Der strahlende
Morgen. If you read it in Greek,
wenn es auf Griechisch
they call him the Lucifer.
Dann nennen sie ihn den Lucifer.
But now when you come in the church,
aber du kommst in die Kirche,
because they don't know apocalyptic language,
und weil sie die Offenbarungssprache nicht verstehen,
they say, oh, Lucifer is the devil.
Lucifer ist der Teufel.
But they don't know that Lucifer is the man.
Aber Lucifer ist der Mensch.
Because in the book of Isaiah,
they said,
how did you fall from heaven, O Lucifer?
Wie bist du, Lucifer, vom Himmel gefallen?
Now, who fall from the grace? Who missed the mark? Is it not Adam?
Wer hat das Ziel verfehlt?
So,
Adam?
Who was Lucifer?
Also, wer war Lucifer?
Man. And man is one of the face of God.
Und der Mensch ist eines der Gesichter Gottes.
Because one of his face was like the face of the Son of Man. And Jesus identified himself also as the Son of Man. That's why in the book of Revelation they call him Lucifer.
And
Lucifer. The morning star. But you know, when you have not been in the secret, when the revelation of the Spirit don't come to you or
someone,
you think it's evil.
Denkst,
so you are blocked by the limitation you cannot come for.
Also bist du blockiert durch diese Limitation und du kommst nicht vorwärts.
And that's what the church has done for 2,000 years.
Yeah. Und deswegen ist die Kirche seit 2000 Jahren an diesem Ort.
And people will pay thousands upon conference without getting anything.
Und Menschen bezahlen Tausende und Tausende von jeden möglichen Konferenzen und sie erreichen nichts.
Halleluja.
Amen.
So the Son came, the Christ had to come out of Mizraim.
Also Christus muss raus aus Mizraim.
And Mizraim have the number 74.
Hat die Nummer 74.
The root word of Mizraim
und die, das Wurzelwort
is Mator. Mator. Mator, yeah. And Mator is also in Hebrew Lamad.
Ist auch in Hebräisch Lamad.
And Lamad mean,
und Lamad bedeutet,
knowledge that is received through mystery.
Kenntnis empfangen durch ein Geheimnis.
So when they said they went to Egypt,
also sie gingen, nach Ägypten,
it means they went to receive knowledge.
Sie gingen, Kenntnis zu empfangen.
By the means of the mystery.
Durch die Geheimnisse dort.
That's Egypt.
That's
just like we are here, we are in Egypt.
Wie jetzt hier zum Beispiel in
Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the child who is chosen to manifest the Son.
Also
must go to Israel.
Muss nach Israel gehen.
So he can come out as a Ha Elohim, a Bnei Ha Elohim,
a son of God. Elohim, ein Sohn Gottes zu werden.
Now how? Because you see, the only purpose of your appearing, the only mission of your appearing,
die Mission deiner Erscheinung,
is you have to manifest divinity.
Du musst Göttlichkeit manifestieren.
Because you have to manifest heaven on earth.
Du musst Himmel auf der Erde manifestieren.
That's your only purpose.
Yes. Der einzige Grund, die einzige Absicht.
To manifest the light. That's why Yeshua said, let your light shine. And Yeshua didn't say, let my light in you. He said, let your light. And this is why the child had to go to Egypt. Because in Egypt now, you will learn what it represents to be a son. Because that is where you hear what the word said, the father loved the son and he showed him everything. He said, all that the father has is mine. John chapter 10 verse 37. Yeshua said, if I don't do the works of my father, don't believe. If I don't do the work of my father, don't believe me.
Wenn ich die Werke meines Vaters nicht tue, glaub mir
now,
nicht.
What is the work of God?
Was sind die Werke des Gottes?
The work of God, Yeshua said, is to believe on the one he sent.
Sagt Yeshua, an den zu glauben, der ihn gesandt hat.
Now let me explain you something.
Lass mich dir was erklären.
The word that said to believe on the one he sent,
an den zu glauben, der ihn gesandt hat,
to accept, to believe on the one who is teaching you about your own ascension.
Den zu glauben und den zu akzeptieren, der dir selber über dein eigenes Aufsteigen.
The one who is unlocking.
Der dich aufschließt.
Your own divinity.
Deine eigene Göttlichkeit.
That is the one he said.
Das ist der gesandt hat.
That's why you see, he told Peter.
Genau das gleiche zu Petrus dann.
I give you what? The key.
Ich gab dir die Schlüssel.
To do what? To unlock what? Heaven.
Um den Himmel zu öffnen.
To open to the people their own divinity.
Den Menschen zu eröffnen über ihre eigene Göttlichkeit.
So it means.
Das bedeutet.
Unlocking people's own divinity.
Die Göttlichkeit der Menschen aufzuschließen.
That is the work of God.
Das ist das Werk Gottes.
You told me for 2,000 years, who did it to us? Who opened our own divinity till now?
Wer hat unsere Göttlichkeit
oh,
2,000 Jahre eröffnet?
But we thought they were doing the work of God.
Sie dachten, sie tun die Werke Gottes.
Now Yeshua said, if I don't do the work of God,
Yeshua sagt, wenn ich die Werke Gottes nicht tue,
in other words, if I don't open you your own inward divinity,
wenn ich dir deine Göttlichkeit nicht aufschließe,
if I don't tell you that you are God,
wenn ich dir nicht sage, dass
then
du
don't believe me.
Dann glaub mir nicht.
But in Christianity,
aber im Christentum,
believing that you are God is a sin.
Zu glauben, dass du Gott bist, ist eine Sünde.
But we have believed that those people who told us we are sinners, they are doing the work of God.
Wir haben gedacht, dass die Leute, die uns gesagt haben, dass wir Sünder sind, Gottes Werk tun.
They were not doing the work of God.
Sie haben Gottes Werk nicht getan.
Because when the work of God is done in you,
denn wenn das Werk Gottes in dir getan ist,
you experience liberty.
Erfährst du Freiheit.
You understand your divinity.
Du verstehst deine Göttlichkeit.
You become aware of how powerful you are.
Du wirst dir dessen bewusst, wie stark und mächtig du bist.
But in religion,
aber in der Religion,
we were not aware of how powerful we are. We were aware of how sinful we are.
Wir waren uns dessen bewusst, wie sündig
in the needing of someone to save us.
Dass wir dringend jemanden brauchen, der uns rettet.
That was not the work of God.
Das ist nicht das Werk Gottes.
Amen. And they are there everywhere. They are doing big money television, millionaire buying jets.
Und sie sind überall, machen einen Haufen Geld.
And people are giving them.
Und die
They say they are doing the work of God. One of the preachers said, he said, God told him he had to travel all over the world so the people have to buy him a new jet. And they bought the 63 million jet. 63 million.
63 Millionen wurden tatsächlich
new jet they give him.
For a new jet.
And they call it the work of God.
Und sie nennen es das Werk.
No, it is not the work of God. Das ist nicht das Wort Gottes. It's not the work of God.
Das ist nicht das Werk Gottes.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Gott.
So, Yeshua said, if I do not do the work of God, don't believe me.
Yeshua sagt, wenn ich das Werk Gottes nicht tue, glaub mir nicht.
That's why I don't believe those people again.
Deswegen glaube ich diesen Menschen nicht mehr.
Because they don't do the work of God.
Und sie tun nicht das
Werk. Simple. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Now, God, by bringing his son out of Egypt, there are many things that happen. And through this week we're going to deal with it. We're
going to
see really powerful keys. Especially
as
we see maybe Thursday or if we have time or any time. We're going to see deep and keys that is marvelous. But this is for mature teaching, we keep it. Now, go with me in Acts of the Apostles chapter 12 verse 1 to 24. Now, where I'm going to give you some foundation key of ascension. Act of the Apostle, chapter 12, verse 1 to 24. Chapter 12, verse 1. We start on verse 1. Act of the Apostle, chapter 12, verse 1. Oh my God. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jew, he proceeded farther to take Peter also. Then there were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when he wrote, brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keeper before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came toward him. Interesting. And a light shined in the prison. He smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chain fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, guard thyself and bind on thy sandal. So he did, and he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. He went out following him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel. But though he saw a vision, when they passed the first, the second, then they came into the iron gate that leadeth unto the city which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on to one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Amen. This is powerful. And we're going to deal a little bit on this.
Sorry,
we just continue. People know it's Acts 12 from 1 to 24. So that we go quickly. Now, Yeshua told Peter one day, "You are Simon. But I call you Peter."
Petra.
Petra in Hebrew is Kepha. Kepha means rock. Remember in the desert, in order for the children of Israel to drink water, they needed what? Rock. Are you here with me? They needed what? Rock. Because it was out of the rock that the water has to flow out. What is that rock? Yeshua said, out of your innermost being shall flow what? Living water. So when they say rock, they are talking about the innermost being. Now Yeshua looking at Peter. He said, "You see yourself as Simon. But in reality you are not Simon. Because you are not the physical man. You are the inner man. You are the rock. You are the rock through whom all the living water shall flow." And then Paul said, "This rock is hidden in an earthen treasure, an earthen vessel. Because this rock is a treasure. And that treasure is who? You." Say with me, "I'm a treasure." I'm a treasure. That's why you cannot treat you. If you know yourself, you can't treat yourself anyhow. You are a treasure. That treasure that provided water in the desert. That's you. Yeshua is telling Peter, "Look, you are not what you think you are. You are not Simon. But I tell you, because Simon cannot understand the revelation I'm talking." When he asked them, "Who do you men say I am?" Remember, he said, "Who do men say I am?" Because men cannot understand the things of the Spirit. Simon could not respond because he don't know the things of the Spirit. But the one who spoke through Simon was the hidden man of the heart. It was the inward man. It was the rock who spoke. Then Jesus looked at him. Jesus said, No, you are not Simon. Because Simon doesn't know this thing I'm talking. Simon cannot even understand this thing. Because when he asked the question, everyone responded according to their mind. Some say you are a prophet. Some say you are Jeremiah. Some say you are one of the prophets who came back. Those are ideology of men about God. But Peter, in that moment, he was overwhelmed by his own inner self. So when Yeshua asked the question, he looked at him. He said, "You are a Bnei HaElohim." Because only your inner self know who you are. And it identifies any other people as yourself. So when Yeshua hear it, Yeshua said, Simon, it's not you.
Simon, das bist nicht du.
It's not, this is not you.
Das bist nicht du.
He said, blood, flesh and blood.
Fleisch und Blut.
Cannot reveal you this.
Haben
wir
es nicht offenbart.
Ah, yeah, come with me. He said, remember we talk about the rock.
Wir haben über den Felsen gesprochen.
And we said the rock is what? The inward, the innermost.
Und der Felsen ist das.
And the innermost is the one that gives the revelation.
Das Innerste, das die Offenbarung gibt.
And the innermost is the true you.
Und das Innerste ist das dein
Jesus Leib. Went even farther.
Und Jesus ging weiter.
He said, my Father.
Mein Vater.
Who is in heaven.
Der in Himmel.
He called that innermost. His Father.
Sein Vater.
Come on here. So when we say you are God, it's not a slogan. It's reality. Because Jesus confirmed it. He said that innermost that spoke through you, which is your true self. He said, I call him my Father. That's what Yeshua could say. My Father and I, we are one. In other words, Yeshua, he was seeing himself in Peter. And Peter was seeing himself in Yeshua. One. That's what Paul will say. There is only one spirit. Not two. Come on, I clap for the Lord, please. Come on. If you really understand this, what I'm talking. Hallelujah. Wow. And then he proceeds to say, up on this rock,
auf diesem Felsen,
up on this kafar,
auf diesem kafar,
up on the innermost,
auf diesem innersten,
my church,
meine Kirche.
Please, bitte, Herr Marisch, listen very carefully here. Because my church is not this building. My church is my body. Is this body. Now Yeshua wants to say, your body and my body is the same body. So he called it my church. Somebody miss it. That's why, if I beat you, I beat myself. That's why he told Paul when he was persecuting the believer, he said, why are thou persecuting me? Because there is no such thing as you and me. There is only you as me. You are another version of me. Hey, are we getting there? So he said, through the innermost, I will build my body.
Werde ich meinen Körper bauen,
my church.
Meine Kirche,
and the gate of hell.
Und die Tore der Hölle,
which is the thought and the teaching of outside.
Die Gedanken und, die Lehre der Hölle,
cannot prevail against you.
Werden sie nicht verhindern
kommen. When you are built by your inner voice.
Wenn du durch deine innere Stimme
gewinnt, when you are built by the inner man.
Durch den innersten Menschen,
nothing can overwhelm you.
Nichts kann dich
verhindern. Nothing can cause your house to break down. Nothing can cause your blood pressure to rise. Nothing can cause your body to get disease. Nothing can cause anything to destroy you. Because you are a solid foundation. Hallelujah. This is what Yeshua was trying to say. If you come to this world and you see the way the people are sick in the church, all these things, it's simply because we let the inward, we want to look the outside. All the rule come and they put oil in your head and they smash you there, they kick you, you fall down, you come up again, and they cast out demons, they tell you go to hell, the do's, the don't. Nonsense. I'm going
south.
Hallelujah. So, that's why, because Peter tested that revelation. Go with me. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1. Let's see what Peter himself said. Ah, it's good. 1 Peter 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. Oh, yeah. He said, the elders which are among you, I exhort you, one I am also an elder. And a witness of suffering of Christ.
Der Leiden.
And also a partaker of the glory.
Teilhaber der Herrlichkeit.
That shall be revealed.
Die geoffenbart werden.
Mama, if you read this, let me explain it to you. The word elders
das Wort Ältesten
have numerical value 70.
Hat 70.
70 is the sword.
Bedeutung.
Sword means mystery.
Das bedeutet Mysterium.
The elders are not those who have gray hair in the church.
Die Ältesten sind nicht die mit den grauen Haaren in der Kirche.
It's not those who stood long in the church.
Die da lange schon sitzen.
Elders mean those who came out of Mizraim.
Das sind die, die aus Mizraim rausgekommen sind.
Those who become encrusted.
Die verchristet wurden.
Those who become sons.
Die Söhne wurden.
Those who possess the secret.
Die das Geheimnis besitzen.
Now Paul is saying.
Paul sagt.
Me too.
Und ich auch.
I'm also one.
Ich bin einer.
Who came out of the secrets.
Der raus aus dem Geheimnis kam.
He tested the power of the glory to come.
Der hat die Macht der Herrlichkeit kommen soll.
He said, I partook of the suffering of Christ.
Ich habe teilgenommen am Leid Christi.
Wait a minute. Suffering of Christ doesn't mean they suffer.
Meint nicht das Leid.
No. The suffering here
das Leiden
is what Christ had to endure by removing the old man and putting the true identity of self.
Das Leiden ist das, was Christus losgeworden ist, um den wahren, um das wahre Selbst zu werden.
I told you about the nails
ich habe euch von
on the cross. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes.
Wir haben das Buch des Predigers.
He said the nails are the word of the wise.
Die Nägel sind die Worte der Weisen.
So when they nail you the words of the wise.
Also wenn die Nägel der Weisen.
Those are revelation that comes to you.
Eingeschlagen werden, sind es Offenbarungen, die zu dir kommen.
That cause you to remove all the religious stuff that you had before.
Und die bringt dich dazu, dieses ganze religiöse Zeug aufzuziehen.
So when you begin to learn this thing.
Und wenn du das anfängst zu lernen.
It's painful.
Ist es hart.
Why is it painful?
Warum?
Because now you think.
Denn jetzt glaubst du.
So you mean everything I hear about hell is wrong?
Also
yes, it's wrong. Drop it. You want to tell me that everybody will go to heaven? Yes, they'll go to heaven. Drop it.
So,
that's the nail.
That's
the suffering of Christ.
Das
Hallelujah. Yeah. Because you are like the desert rep, the lion. You are tearing the flesh. You are removing all those mentality. Does it mean if I get HIV I will die? No, you cannot die. No. Does it mean that I can live 100 years, 400 years? Yes, you can live. Because your mind is trained in a certain way. Now you have to change it. Knowledge is coming and the knowledge is showing you. And then, you know, it's painful. You have to remove it.
Das ist
That's what somebody said. Yeah, Rumi, I think. Rumi said, in my searching for God, I had to leave the church. I had to go out of the church. Hallelujah. So Peter is saying, I went through that suffering.
Ich bin durch dieses Leiden
Me too, I had to let my Judeo system out.
Also ich musste dieses Denken rauslassen.
And when I put it out, I tested, I became partaker of the glory to come.
Wo ich Teilhaber der Herrlichkeit, die kommen wird.
He confirmed it.
Er bestätigt es.
Hallelujah. So, in this story we read in the book of Acts,
in der Apostelgeschichte haben wir gelesen.
Peter is standing in between two soldiers.
Peter steht zwischen zwei Soldaten.
Who are holding him captive in a prison.
Die ihn gefangen halten im Gefängnis.
That caused me to remember something.
Das hat mich dazu gebracht,
Yeshua, when he died,
als er starb,
when he was under the grave,
als er im Grab war.
He was also in between two soldiers.
Er war auch zwischen zwei Soldaten.
Right. Hallelujah. Yeah. He was in between two angels. And the Bible says Peter was sleeping.
Und Petrus schlief.
And the angel came and found him asleep.
Und der Engel kam und fand ihn schlafend.
Remember, Peter is the rock.
Petrus ist der Fels.
Remember, the rock is the innermost.
Denk daran, der Fels ist das Innerste.
Understand, I'm talking about you here.
Verstehe, ich rede hier über dich.
It's your innermost that is now sleeping.
Dein Innerstes, das schläft.
And is held captive.
Und gefangen gehalten.
In the prison of earthen vessel.
In dem Geheimnis, in dem Gefängnis.
Because he had comfort by the holding there. Hallelujah. Now, why two soldiers?
Warum zwei Soldaten?
Let me illustrate it this way.
Lass mich dir das Bildlich zeigen.
You see your brain.
Du siehst dein Gehirn.
It divided on two sides.
Es ist auf zwei Seiten
auf. In the midst we have what? The pineal gland.
Und in der Mitte haben wir die Zirbeldrüse.
The pineal gland is the Peter.
Und die Zirbeldrüse ist der Petrus.
And here are the two soldiers.
Und da sind die zwei Soldaten.
That is guarding the Peter.
Die diesen Petrus bewachen.
When man came out of the garden,
als der Mensch aus dem Garten kam,
the tree of life
war der Baum des Lebens,
was there, protected by how many guardian, how many angels? Two.
Und wurde von zwei Engeln beschützt.
The tree of life is your innermost.
Und der Baum des Lebens ist dein Innerstes.
And it still also have how many guardian? Two.
Say
to your neighbor, wake up, Peter, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, Peter, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Now, the angel is a messenger. Malak. A message. Or a revelation. When divine knowledge comes to you. When revelation comes to you, Peter is asleep. Your true self is asleep. They are waiting to come out. But the only thing that wakes him up is knowledge. So why is he staying there? He's waiting for a sound. A revelation. Now, when Peter, because he was loved by two soldiers, and by the way, this image brings me also in the Ark of Covenant. You have the cherubim in the most holy place. You have two cherubim and you have the Ark in the midst. We'll talk about it in the School of Mystery. It just came now. The Ark. See, it's a big world. This is powerful. Amen. The Ark with two cherubim. Now in Galatians chapter 3 verse 23, they said before faith came,
before der Glaube kam,
we were what? Locked under the prescription.
Waren wir durch die Schrift,
Prescription, Gesetz.
Das Gesetz,
same principle.
Dasselbe Prinzip.
Before the lock on the law. Paul said,
Gott sagte,
before the law came,
bevor das Gesetz
kam, I was alive.
War ich lebendig.
He's speaking about the pineal gland. He's speaking about the rock, the Peter.
Now
he said, but when the law came, I died. I fell asleep. I was locked. Are we getting this? Same principle, right? Exactly. Those are tradition, you know. Law, tradition, you know.
Traditionen, Gesetz.
And in Romans chapter 7, verse 9,
und in Römer 7,
you can read it at home. Paul said, when the commandment came, I died.
Als der Befehl kam, starb ich.
Now, dying to the Hebrew, to the mystical language means sleep.
Sterben ist im Hebräischen, in der hebräischen Mystik.
So here you see Peter was sleeping. Your Peter is sleeping.
Dein Petrus schläft.
And the Bible said,
und die Bibel sagt,
in those days, the people were Because when Herodias begin to put the believer in jail,
als Herodes die Menschen ins Gefängnis brachte,
when Herodes saw that the people are happy,
und die wurden deswegen dann froh, weil diese Menschen ins Gefängnis gingen.
And the Bible said it was a Passover time.
Und die Bibel sagt, es war Passazeit.
Passover, that means you go from one place, one level to another level.
Du gehst von einem Level zum anderen, das bedeutet es.
So now, Herodes said,
also sagte Herodes,
the people are happy for me to kill those people.
Die Leute sind darüber glücklich,
so now I have to go even further.
Jetzt gehe ich weiter.
Do you understand the mystery that is the thing that is happening here?
Versteht ihr das Mysterium hier?
Something is here.
Dass etwas passiert.
He's speaking also about our time.
Spricht auch über unsere Zeit.
All religious system.
Jedes religiöse System.
All traditional Christian system or any other religion.
Jedes traditionelle Christentum und jede andere Religion.
Dogma and dogmas.
Alle Dogmen.
Are enforced to people.
Werden Menschen aufgezwungen.
Because they see that the people love lies.
Denn man sieht genau, dass die Menschen lügen.
Herod saw it.
Herodes sah es.
He saw that it pleased the people.
Es hat den Leuten gefallen.
So he had to enforce it. To go even further to block the pineal gland.
Das also ging ja immer weiter, um die Zirbeldrüse eben einzuschließen.
Now, the people who bring revolutionary teaching, revolutionary message,
die Leute, die revolutionäre Botschaft bringen,
they will not have it easy.
Die werden das eben nicht leicht haben.
Because Herodes,
denn Herodes
is here in the mind of people looking for you and I.
Ist eben in den Denken der Menschen und passt auf euch auf.
Sister was telling me it today morning.
Eine Schwester sagte mir heute Morgen.
She said there is such a revolution that is coming. People begin to get new knowledge.
Es ist momentan revolutionär. Die Menschen kriegen neue Erkenntnis.
And she said her mother attended a church where they gather pastors together.
Eine Mutter nahm teil an einer Veranstaltung, wo sie Pastoren
trafen. And they begin to tell those pastors.
Und sie hat ihnen gesagt.
They warned them. They said there is these people who are coming with new knowledge. You people should fight them. They told all the pastors. They told them.
Und sie sagt zu diesen Pastoren, dass da kommen neue Leute mit neuer Erkenntnis und die sollen sie bekämpfen.
She said they told them, they begin to give them instructions, say fight them because they are coming to take your children.
Sie
in Nigeria, yes, she was telling me today morning.
Denn sie holen eure Kinder.
She said they are coming with a dangerous knowledge. Don't even let them in.
Sie kommen mit einer gefährlichen Kenntnis, lass sie noch nicht mal.
You see, the fear begin to go there already.
Also ihr seht, die kriegen langsam Übelst.
Because Daniel, in the book of Daniel, said knowledge must increase. Now they are afraid because all the boutique must close. Nobody will pay for their private jet again. I was like, really? Yes, they said they gathered, the mother called her, the mother too, because the mother is a mom there, the pastor was there. She said they give them instruction, they say, fight those people. They said, don't give them space at all because they are coming with a dangerous knowledge. They're saying that hell doesn't exist. So preach hell as much as you can. You know, when I hear it today, I say, okay, we know what is waiting. That means they're already afraid, they're already alert. They know the sons of God must come out. You see, just like when Yeshua was born, they killed all the babies. But this time around, they will not kill any baby. Unfortunately for them, the baby are already in Egypt. Hallelujah. The baby, God is, the universe is intelligent. You can't beat them. In fact, it will be stupid for the universe. The first time Moses is born, they kill baby. The second time Jesus is born, they kill baby. The third time they got God said, this time you won't kill no baby.
Mose kam und wurde getötet. Die haben die Babys getötet. Jesus kam. Passiert dasselbe. Dieses Mal passiert es nicht.
Amen.
Amen.
Because this time, the Joseph
has been already alert.
In dieses Mal hat Joseph schon aufgepasst.
Take the babies in Egypt.
Bring die Babys weg.
That's why we will use all the means to take them out. Even if they will persecute us, they should. But all the babies in Egypt.
Egal was passiert, egal wer verfolgt wird, aber die Babys sind
safe. Even if they say, you are teaching them this, we will teach it. All the baby out.
Wir werden das weiterlernen.
When those babies will come out, they will buy private jet for themselves, not for the pastors. Don't buy your private jet for any pastor. Buy it for yourself. For you, not any pastor buying your private. For you. If you want, you can dash a pastor. You say, I give you the shank. But buy it for you. Amen? So we are aware. Hallelujah. We are. So now, let me just start before I close. Peter was in the prison. The first thing the angel did when he came to him, he hit him on the side.
The
side. Why the side?
Warum the side?
Now this is the basic step of ascension for the baby.
Das ist die Basis für die
Children. Aufsteigen. Who are in Egypt?
Für die Kinder in Ägypten.
He hit him on the side.
Schlug ihn an die Seite.
In the side, they say woman was brought out of the side.
Man sagt, die Frau wurde aus der Seite entnommen.
Okay. The word there is ne. Nekeba, N-E-Q-U-E-B-A-H, Nekeba.
Das Wort dafür ist Nekeba.
Nekeba means hidden truth.
Bedeutet verborgene Wahrheit.
That means when revelation comes,
wenn die Offenbarung kommt,
it leads the child first inside.
Führt es das Kind erstmal nach innen.
Go to discover your inner light.
Geh nach innen und finde deinen eigenen Licht.
That's why the child begins to question everything he learned before.
Und deswegen hinterfragt das Kind plötzlich alles, was es vorher gelernt hat.
Because everything you learned before suddenly doesn't make sense.
Und dann ganz plötzlich macht es gar keinen Sinn mehr.
The angel.
Der Engel.
Is your higher self.
Ist dein höchstes Selbst.
Revealing to you inward esoteric truth.
Offenbart dir esoterische innere Wahrheit.
We call it the wake-up call.
Und wir nennen es das der Weckruf.
And the Bible says what?
Sagt,
in that moment when he hit him on the side,
in diesem Moment, als er in die Seite schlug,
his chain fall.
Fielen die Ketten runter.
See, when you begin to discover the truth,
wenn du die Wahrheit entdeckst,
the chain fall.
Fallen die Ketten.
The chain fall. Amen? Amen. And then the Bible says, he told him, stand up promptly, quickly.
Und die Bibel sagt, der Engel sagte zu ihm, steh sofort auf.
Now, this is a secret here.
Und hier ist auch ein Geheimnis.
You ought to be quick and active when you receive a revelation. Don't too much question.
Wenn du eine Offenbarung empfängst, musst du schnell und aktiv werden.
Quick and active.
Schnell und aktiv.
The Bible says the angels of the Lord are quick and obedient.
Die Engel des Herrn sind schnell und gehorsam.
You know what? Because the Herodes are there roading around.
Denn die Herodes, die dreht schon ihre Runden.
They are. Those Yeshua said, some when he threw the seed, the bird of the sky they came to pick.
Yeshua erzählt in der Geschichte über den Samen, der die Samen zu Boden warf und ganz schnell waren die Vögel da.
Now, why did the bird came to pick?
Warum kamen die Vögel es zu?
Because the seed was just on top; it was not under the bird.
Weil die Saat einfach nur auf dem Boden noch auflag und noch nicht versunken.
That is the lacking of the lack of action.
Das ist der Mangel.
You receive a revelation; you are just sitting there.
You are
not active.
Du bist nicht aktiv.
You will end up the bird of the sky. Those they will come and take it. When you receive a revelation,
wenn du eine Offenbarung empfängst,
what happened with Yeshua when he went under the water, when the heaven opened?
Was geschah mit Yeshua, als er unter das Wasser
kam? The Bible says he ran to the desert.
Die Himmel öffneten sich und
the Bible says Jesus was driven by the Spirit. That means speed.
Und Jesus wurde getrieben vom
Geist. He didn't stay there longer.
Der blieb da nicht.
Because if he stood there longer, maybe he himself would have think, no, maybe it's not the time I should go be tempted.
Maybe,
who knows if John the Baptist himself is the true Buddha? No, I'll come next time.
Vielleicht gedacht, oh nö, vielleicht nächstes Mal.
You see? Active. as you receive the revelation active. You receive the revelation, you know that you are divinity. Tomorrow you hear another preacher say, you are just a child of God who need to be do this in order to go to heaven. And then you have two revelations. Then you come to Israel and say, Israel, I hear this pastor say, is it true? That means you are not active. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Because be like a lion. When you receive it, run. They say what in the book of Habakkuk? He said what? Write it clearly. So that what? Run with it. He said, run with the vision. Run. You don't stay there. Be active. Begin to. The active you become, what will happen? The more powerful you become. Don't stay there. Because those birds in the sky, they are there. They already give them instruction. They say, fight them by any means. Amen? He said, promptly. So to act, to be active quickly. Amen? Now, then he told them, put your belt. That's the second part. The belt. Go with me in Job 38, verse 3.
Job
38, verse 3.
Verse 3.
Job 38, verse 3. Guard up now thy lions like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me.
Gürte doch deine Lenden wie ein Mann. Ich will dich fragen, lehre mich.
Isaiah 22, verse 21. Isaiah 22, verse 21.
Isaiah 22, 21.
Isaiah 22, verse 21. What did he say? I will clothe him with thy robe and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government unto his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah.
Und mit deinem Rock bekleiden und mit deinem Gürtel umgürten und deine Gewalt in seine Hand legen. Er wird dein Vater sein, den Bürger zu Jerusalem und dem Haus Judah.
Amen. We are dealing here with the belt. The belt is chazar.
Der Gürtel ist chazar.
It means strength.
Bedeutet Kraft.
Force.
Macht.
The scripture always speak about the belt of truth.
Es ist der Gürtel der Wahrheit.
Amen. The belt of truth. And the word the belt of truth is Hezor ha emet. It has the numerical value 75. Why? Why 75? Because 5 is the word ha.
5 ist das Wort ha.
And Hezor, 70 is the word Hezor.
Und 70 ist das Wort Hezor.
So 75 is ha, Hezor ha emet.
Und das ist dann die 75.
Okay. And this is where we have the word sod.
Und daher ziehen wir auch das Wort sod.
Or hasod.
Oder hasod.
And hasod comes from the verb satar.
Und das kommt wiederum aus dem Verb satar.
Which means hidden.
Das bedeutet verborgen.
So the belt.
Also ist der Gürtel.
Speak of the knowledge.
Spricht über die Kenntnis.
The awareness.
Das Bewusstsein.
That produces strength in your body.
Das Kraft in dir produziert.
That bring courage.
Das bringt Mut.
There are certain things when you know you become bold.
Es gibt so gewisse Dinge, wenn du die weißt, dann bist du mutig.
You see, when the Spirit fell on them in the day of Pentecost.
Als der Geist in den Tagen von Pfingsten auf sie.
The Bible said they became all what? Bold.
Sie wurden alle mutig.
That is, they had the truth.
Sie hatten die Wahrheit.
They became bold because of the truth.
Sie wurden mutig aufgrund der Wahrheit.
And this is what the Bible said, I sanctified you, sanctify them by thy words, and thy word is the truth.
Deine Worte haben mich geheiligt und deine Worte sind die Wahrheit.
In Job chapter 12, verse 18, the word there for the word there for belt is musor. Musor.
Ist das Wort für Gürtel, Messer?
It means instruction of the mature people.
Ist die Instruktion der Reifen.
So look at this. In that prison,
in diesem Gefängnis,
the revelation gave him knowledge of the mature.
Wurde ihm die Offenbarung über die Kenntnis der Reifen.
Put up your belt.
Zieh dein Gürtel an.
You are no more a baby.
Du bist kein Baby mehr.
You're not somebody that somebody people should be come to scare you with. Hey, if you don't do this, you go to hell. If you do this, you go to hell. If this, this, this. No. God is angry at you because you did that. You did that. Put on your belt. I need to know. God need to confirm me this. I'm praying for confirmation. Which confirmation? Put on your belt. Because you have the mind of Christ. And when you know the mind of Christ, you already know what he's thinking about the matter. You don't need a further confirmation. Amen? You put your belt. And then the last thing he said, put on what? Your sandal. The sandal, that is the followers, the sandal confer, it is to give you a mandate. Sandal is what? Mandate.
Die Sandalen sind ein
the Auftrag. Power to work.
Die Kraft zu gehen.
The authorization to rule.
Die Autorisierung zur Regierung.
By the knowledge of truth.
Durch die Kenntnis der Wahrheit.
You see this? Wake up.
Wach auf.
Put your belt.
Zieh deine Gürtel an.
Put your sandals.
Zieh deine Sandalen.
You wake up by the truth, the revelation.
Du wachst durch die Offenbarung auf.
It gives you the belt.
Es gibt dir den Gürtel,
the boldness,
den Mut,
and this gives you the power
und das gibt dir die Kraft,
to work.
Zu gehen.
You know the word working in power? You understand? I'm working in power. I'm working in miracle. Eh?
Ich wandle in
Kraft. I live a life of favor.
In Wunder und Segen.
I know who I am. You know that song? You work in power, you live a life of favor because you know who you are.
Weil du weißt, wer du bist.
Amen? The work, the authorization to rule.
Die
and the word that for work is halak. H-A-L-A-K-H. Halak.
Und das Wort halak?
It comes from root word halaka.
Und das halaka?
Which means doing the word.
Das Wort zu tun.
That's what John said. Don't only be what? Hearer of the word, but be what? Doer of the word.
Johannes sagt, sei nicht nur Hörer des Wortes, sondern auch Tuender.
That is halakha, being doer of the word.
This is halakha.
Now, of course, when we talk about doer of the word, we don't mean some religious people say, okay, don't do this and do that. Don't do this and do that.
This is just sin.
No.
Tu das nicht.
We are talking of working with enlightenment vision of you.
Wir sprechen von der erleuchteten Vision von dir selbst.
Doing the word.
Tu das Wort.
I'll teach you that on the School of Ministry of Development, the 42, the 42 stage of how to do the work. The word. We'll go there one day.
Wir werden darüber sprechen, wie man das Wort tut.
Then the last thing.
Das letzte.
He said, put on your mantle.
Zieh deinen Mantel an.
Now what is the mantle?
Was ist der Mantel?
Because now you are awake.
Du bist wach.
You have the truth.
Du hast die Wahrheit.
You walk in power.
Du gehst in Macht.
Now you are putting on something. What is the mantle? The mantle is the mind of Christ.
Das ist das Denken Christi.
Christ, the anointed one.
Christus, der Gesalbte.
Now you put on the mind of Christ.
Du ziehst dieses Denken an.
Walking under the mature mindset.
Du läufst unter diesem reifen Denken.
Mantle also speaks about the secret place.
Der Mantel spricht auch über den verborgenen Platz.
It's the divine capacity to that characterize you.
Die göttliche Kapazität, die dich eben charakterisiert.
Hallelujah. It's the power of God visible through you.
Es ist die Kraft Gottes, die durch dich sichtbar wird.
Amen. It is putting out from above, the power from above.
Die Macht von oben anzuziehen.
And when that takes place,
und wenn das geschieht,
now you are speaking like Paul said.
Und du sprichst genau
I am not the one that lived.
Ich bin nicht der, der lebt.
Christ.
Christus.
Is living me.
Lebt in mir.
The life that I live
das Leben,
in the flesh is not me who's living.
Ist nicht ich.
It's Christ.
Christus.
It's Christ. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. When those things took place,
wenn das geschieht,
the Bible says, you say, stand up. Follow. Remember, follow me, do like me.
Mach das gleiche wie ich.
And then he begin to go. The first gate.
Das erste Tor.
Bam. The second gate.
Das zweite.
Bam. The third gate, which was the iron gate that led to the city.
Das dritte, das Eisentor, das in die Stadt führte.
Three gates.
Drei Tore.
Three gates. We are talking here. Mind.
Ich spreche über das
Soul.
Seele.
Body.
Körper.
The first gate.
Das erste Tor.
The angel was still going before him.
The second
gate. When they went to the iron gate.
Und dann kam zum Eisentor.
That's the last gate.
Das letzte.
That lead to the city. You know what the city?
Das in Stift,
in you're in Christ consciousness, man.
Dein Christus.
They said that gate opened by itself.
Und man, da steht,
nobody touched
sich von ganz alleine.
By itself. No struggle.
Keine Mühe.
Out of your innermost shall flow, not force. Flow.
Aus deinem Innersten.
No struggle.
Fließen.
Then they walk up. And then the angel disappeared. Now here's the secret.
Und die Engel verschwanden.
Here's the secret.
Das ist das Geheimnis, der Code.
Because the angel,
der Engel,
was his higher self.
War sein höheres Selbst.
Now Peter realized.
Also Petrus verstand.
It's not the angel.
Es ist nicht der Engel.
It's me. The one to hold this.
Der all das getragen ist.
And then the Bible says he thought he was in a dream.
Und dann sagt die Bibel, er dachte, er träumte.
Thought he was a vision. Because this is actually what takes place. When you experience your true self,
wenn du dein wahres Ich,
you think, am I dreaming?
Entdeckst, wirst du denken, bin ich erträumt?
Or is it real?
Oder ist es echt?
That's what David could say.
So konnte David sagen,
when the Lord visited the captive of Zion,
wenn der Herr die Gefangenen von Zion besucht,
we were like those that dream.
Waren wir wie die Träumenden?
Halleluja.
Amen.
This is what is going on. It's taking place in us.
Genau das, was in uns geschieht.
It's taking place. We are crossing those doors. Because the chain is really bright. Fall.
Kette ist schon gefallen.
The chain is out.
Die Kette ist schon weg.
We are no more bound.
Wir sind nicht mehr gebunden.
Put on our belt.
Wir ziehen unsere Gürtel an.
Now we have a different type of walk.
Deswegen haben wir auch eine andere Art und Weise.
Because unless you put your belt,
wenn du dein Gürtel nicht anziehst,
you cannot walk well.
Kannst du nicht gut laufen.
But when we came to the church,
aber als wir in die Kirche gingen,
you know what they did?
Weißt du, was sie getan haben?
They take our mantle, they put it there.
Sie nahmen unsere Mantel weg.
They take our belt, clear, clear,
they put it aside.
They took our sandal, they remove it, they threw it there.
Und auch die Sandalen nahmen sie fort.
And then they just leave us there.
Und dann ließ man uns.
And they took two guards. The carnal mind and the brain. Protect them, you shall not come out.
Bewacht sie, die dürfen nicht rauskommen.
Hallelujah. But you cannot stop the truth.
Man kann die Wahrheit nicht aufhalten.
Because the truth will always overcome.
Die Wahrheit wird immer überwinden.
It's going to overcome. That's what this truth. We are going to sing it, to shout it bold.
Deswegen werden wir diese Wahrheit laut rausrufen.
Amen. Bold.
Mutig.
When Yeshua had to come out,
als Yeshua rauskam,
the stone was what? Rolled away.
Dann war der Stein fortgerollt.
The law must be what? Done away.
Das Gesetz muss weggerollt werden.
The principle of man ideology about God must be done away.
Die menschlichen Prinzipien, die Ideologie.
And the soldiers who was guarding it, they could not even do anything.
Und die Soldaten, die aufgepasst haben, konnten nichts.
How can someone who is already dead,
wie kann jemand, der tot ist,
but his body is still causing people to be afraid? Until they still want to guard a dead body.
Wie kann ein toter Körper jemanden in Angst und Schrecken versetzen?
That's how religion are afraid of us.
Deswegen hat die Religion Angst vor uns.
We don't yet have some jets.
Wir haben noch keine Jets.
They already are afraid.
Die haben schon
don't go there, they have sex. Those are sect. Those are sect. Don't believe those things.
Glaub
it is
nicht.
Not the Bible. They are already shaking.
Die sind schon am Zittern.
We are coming.
Und wir kommen.
Hallelujah. Amuna. The Lamb of God. Let us stand up and worship.
Lass uns aufstehen.
Thank you.